Tim and Janela come to me and said, Pastor Slamet, can you help us to share at Just Sunday? And I said, what do you want me to share? Yeah, about your ministry, how we apply Just Sunday in our daily life. As you know that Just Sunday, not only Just Sunday. Just Sunday means you wake up a little bit early on Sunday and then come to the church SP and then say hi to your friend and then enjoy good worship, because worship leader is peanut if I, the worship leader, not too good. And then after that, hear the message. If you like the message, you enjoy the message. If you don't like the message, you open your mobile phone. It look like read the Bible, but you're chatting with someone like that. Yeah. And then after that, okay, if you don't have money, you have a free dessert. You just take one by one all the dish and make you hungry and make you full for 4 hours. And then after that, go to sleep. That called Just Sunday. Yeah. But of course, today not only that Sunday. Just Sunday. From the word justice. That's mean you need to apply God justice in your life. You see our motto, yeah? To know Him, to be like Him, and to make Him known. Just Sunday is a part of to make Him known. How we bring God love in our community. That's the reason we are here. Amen? Okay, let's see beautiful video, 2 minute video.
One day, Jesus and his disciples were going to Capernaum. On the road, they were stopped by a centurion soldier who had been looking for Jesus.
Master, I have been looking all over you. My servant is sick and is going to die.
So, do you want me to come and heal him?
I need to top up first.
I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Just say the word. I have a man of authority. I tell my servants to do this or that, and he does it. Here, check it out.
Jesus was amazed at the man's faith.
Seriously, guys, are you sure this isn't photoshopped?
Jesus turned and spoke to those following him.
Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. Da-da-da-dum-dum. Go, let it be done just as you believed it would. Da-da-da-dum-dum.
Seriously, are you guys sure this isn't photoshopped? Yeah, try it again. Seriously, guys, are you sure this isn't photoshopped? What's the move?
Give applause for our movie star. Yeah, I believe if Ashley make a film and she will get Oscar reward for the movie. Yeah. Okay, let's see the complete message from Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 10. I read using a New King James Version because my Bible is Indonesian and English, so I use this version. Now when he concluded all his saying in hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be here. For I also am a man placed under authority, having saying soldier under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does this." When Jesus heard this thing, he marveled at him, and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well, who had been sick. Let us pray. Father, in this beautiful morning, we really ask your blessing so that you can speak to us, and we know the heart of Just Sunday, and we know what we need to do to bring your justice in our environment and community. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when we read this passage, some preacher will preach about the excellent faith from the centurion. But when I see this passage, I see another level of the faith. What I found is, I see that this guy is the man of love. When we talk about Just Sunday, before we discuss about what we can do, the most important, we need to know what is the heart of Just Sunday. The heart of Just Sunday is love and care. I learned so much from this centurion. He has love, he has care, he has compassion. As we know, brothers and sisters, when we read Luke, we see that he has servant. But in other passages in the Bible told us he has slave. Servant, different with slave. Slave is more lower than the servant. Slave is a person without right. That means they don't have any right. They just do their responsible. It's easy for the centurion to chain other slave because centurion have money. As you know, brothers and sisters, centurion in modern day, when I do some research, then I can say that centurion is the 10th rank of United States military. So above centurion called major sergeant, and then centurion is a first sergeant. Below centurion is called master sergeant. So usually one centurion have 50 to 60 soldiers, and then he get pay double because of his position. So he has money. He can buy new slave. But he love this slave. It tell us that he really love his slave. So because of love, he moved to the next step. We know, brothers and sisters, in my country, whenever one have love, we have a poem. If I have love, then I will climb the mountain. And then I will walk and then dive to the sea. and then just come out to see you, my love. This is love, brothers and sisters. There is no impossible if you have love. Yeah, love. Centurion have love. In his love, the first step he did, he humbled himself. The Bible tells us he humbled himself double. Double humble. I cannot find the word for double humble. Yeah. Humble is difficult. Double humble is more difficult. Yeah. What I know is he humbled himself because he did not come directly to Jesus. He knows his position different ethnic with Jews. That's why he cannot direct. That's why he asks elder, first humble. Oh, elder, help me. Call Jesus. You can do by yourself. No, you do it for me. And then the elder talk to Jesus. This double humble. Yeah. The second, he show his faith. Whenever Jesus want to come, he said, no, Jesus. I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. He used his house with the word roof. That means only roof, no wall. Simple house. Yeah. That show his humble heart. Brothers and sisters, and then Jesus said, what do you want me to do? Just say a word. Just say a word. Brothers and sisters, how many times Jesus said to us with many words and we still worry? Tell your brother and sister, not me. Yeah. We read the Bible. We see so many words from the Bible. But after we read and we still not enough, we talk with pastoral staff people or we call PSM. PSM is still worried. And PSM talk many words for you. We still not enough. We open EMP message and we hear so many words. And still when we go back, we cannot sleep. Brothers and sisters, how many times we are in this situation? But the Bible told us, this man just say a word. And I take that word. Brothers and sisters, this centurion tell us how big his faith. And then, the most important, what I have tell you, he did this not for himself, but he did this for his slave. For his slave. I can say that he is the man of big love. He has compassion for his slave. Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of compassion? Compassion means willingness to relieve the suffering of another. And then compassion has another word. Call care, the provision of what is necessary for someone. Compassion and care is the inner of love. If you have love, you have care. If you have love, you have compassion. And then in the Bible, if we see from the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can see that the word of compassion stick to the Jesus. Jesus has compassion. For example, we see Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 15. We see verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. He has compassion. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Then Jesus moved with compassion. Jesus moved with compassion. Another chapter, Mark chapter 6, 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them. The same story we can see from John chapter 6, 1 to 12. When Jesus see many people, he has compassion. Brothers and sisters, what make me marvelous when I see the centurion, compassion belong to Jesus. But this guy have not known Jesus, but he has compassion. If the centurion have compassion, more of us, we are son of God, we need to have the same thing. Amen, brothers and sisters? Yeah. If he has not believed Jesus Christ have compassion, we have son of God, we should to have and bigger compassion compared with this guy. This what I say, the heart of Just Sunday. The heart of Just Sunday is to bring out our love, to show our care, to show our compassion for other people. We live in Hong Kong. Yes, Hong Kong have 7 point something million people. Usually, when we walk around Central, usually weekday, we cannot see poor people around us. Only one or two. But when we see behind the wall, a lot of people, they need our care and love. This morning, I just walked from Suntec to SP. And I saw many Filipino sisters, they start to build their own simple room, yeah, using a carton and carpet, and then they say stay for the whole day, yeah, just to reduce their stress. And then if you walk night time, you can see a few elderly, they push the trolley to take a carton box, and then they sell it to someone. Yeah, if you go to wet market night time, you can see that some people sweep the floor, clean all the market, and then that's more than 10% among Hong Kong people. Brothers and sisters, compassion need objects. I mean, you cannot say I feel compassion. That's not complete sentence. The complete sentence is, I feel compassion to someone. Now today, I want to introduce you people, person in Hong Kong who need your compassion. They are Indonesian and Filipino domestic helper. Why we need to put our compassion to them? Before I explain this, I will ask one of my sisters come out to share what is domestic helper life like. Ellie, come up.
Shalom and selamat pagi. Terima kasih waktu yang diberikan kepada saya dan suatu kebanggaan saya bisa berdiri di tengah-tengah jemaat Solomon's Port.
Good morning. Thank you for opportunity that I can come out It is my honor to share among Solomon Pots member.
Di sini saya ingin menyaksikan kebaikan Tuhan di dalam kehidupan saya, dan saya ingin nama saya Eli, saya dari Indonesia, saya jemaat dari Bapak Slamet.
My name is Eli. I'm from Indonesia. I'm one of Spin Sister.
Saya anak pertama dari dua saudara. Saya punya adik dan saya dilahirkan dari keluarga yang sangat sederhana.
I'm the first daughter from two sister and brother, and then I come from very poor family.
Karena kehidupannya, orang tua yang menghidupi saya, ayah saya sakit-sakitan, sehingga mama saya mengharuskan untuk bekerja ke luar negeri.
My father had not have good healthy so many physical problem. That's why my mom leave us and then work as domestic helper.
Umur 11 tahun dan adik saya umur 2 tahun, mama saya berangkat ke Taiwan, dan saya 4 tahun ikut kakek saya, adik saya ikut ayah saya.
When my mom moved to Taipei as domestic helper, I was at 11, and then start that day I need to stay with my grandpa, and then my elder brother stay with my father.
Setelah ikut nenek saya memutuskan untuk ikut ayah saya, dan di situ saya mulai masuk ke usia remaja saya. Saya usia sekitar 15 tahun, saya bersama ayah saya. Orang tua saya awalnya, ayah saya Muslim dan ibu mama saya Kristen. Mereka menikah, lalu ayah saya ikut Kristen, dan setelah itu saya, waktu mama saya kerja di luar negeri, ayah saya kembali lagi ke Muslim.
So after few years stay with my grandpa and grandma, I move back. You need to know that my father was not a believer, and then married with my mom, become a Christian. But while my mother worked as domestic helper, my father returned back to his own religion.
Di situ saya mengalami gonjangan karena di rumah saya hanya ada adik saya yang masih kecil dan saya masih SMP kelas 3, dan juga ayah saya. Setiap saya pergi ke gereja, ayah saya selalu tidak menghiraukan saya, bahkan minta persembahan pun saya sangat sulit. Di situ saya setiap hari pun tidak ada komunikasi antara saya dan ayah saya.
Because my father moved to his own religion, and then he didn't support me go to the church. Every time I go to the church, my father all angry with me, and then even if I ask some money for offering, and then my father angry to me, and then I have no communication with my father.
Saya merasa kesepian di situ. Saya sangat saya sepi karena enggak ada yang saya ajak ngobrol untuk masalah saya, sedangkan saya usia saya remaja dan juga saya seorang wanita. Di situ saya mencari kebebasan, selalu keluar cari teman buat nongkrong dan saudara-saudara saya supaya saya menghilangkan kejenuhan di rumah saya.
I was lonely, and then I don't know where to talk. I have a lot of problem. Yeah. I don't know where to seek help from other people. So I just leave the house and then enjoy my life.
Makin hari ayah saya semakin tidak memperdulikan saya. Hanya adik saya yang diperhatikan. Saya merasa cemburu. Di situ saya mulai kenal dengan seorang laki-laki dan saya mulai saya merasa nyaman dengan dia karena dia perhatian dan juga apa yang tidak saya dapat di rumah itu diberikan oleh dia.
My father only care with my brother because my brother follow my father religion. That's why I feel there is no love in this house and then I start dating with someone.
Di situ saya lulus sekolah, saya karena saya enggak kerasan di rumah, saya memutuskan untuk menikah dengan lelaki yang menganggap apa ya, perhatian sama saya tadi. Dan di situ yang membuat saya dia baik, perhatian, tidak minum, tidak merokok, sangat baik, lemah lembut. Di situ saya mulai tertarik dan saya memutuskan untuk menikah dengan dia.
Yeah. Because I feel this guy good with me, so I decided to marry him. He's not smoking, he's not gambling or drinking. I feel that this good guy for me.
Namun di situ semua berakhir karena beberapa bulan saya menikah. Saya menikah hanya sebenarnya ingin melarikan diri dari rumah saya, dari ayah saya. Karena saya benar-benar sudah tidak diperhatikan. Saya pikir ayah saya sudah tidak memperdulikan saya. Sampai saya menikah dan beberapa bulan saya menikah. Ternyata lelaki yang saya nikahin, dia orangnya sangat kasar. Dia minum dan juga merokok. Bahkan dia main tangan dengan saya.
This guy only good in few months. After that, the real character come out. He smoke, he drink, even physical abuse hit me.
Saya di situ terpukul lagi. Ayah saya yang sudah tidak peduli dan suami yang saya anggap dia perhatian sama saya ternyata semua salah yang saya pikirkan. Di situ saya mulai menangis dan berdoa kepada Tuhan. Lalu saya waktu itu mau bunuh diri, sempat bunuh diri karena saya benar-benar terpukul dengan suami yang tidak memperhatikan saya dan di situ saya ikut mertua yang sama sekali tidak memperdulikan saya. Apa yang ada masalah dengan keluarga? Selalu suami yang paling benar.
No love. I don't get love from my father. I don't get love from my husband. Even my father and my mother-in-law, they don't love me. I decided to kill myself.
Bersyukur waktu itu saya mau bunuh diri, namun saya percaya itu adalah Tuhan yang menuntun. Ayah saya tiba-tiba datang ke rumah dan menjenguk saya. Saya langsung lari ke ayah saya dan saya bilang, saya tidak mau lagi di tempat ini.
Yeah. That day, his father come to visit her. And then he said, I don't want to stay in this house again.
Di situ saya memutuskan untuk pulang ke rumah saya tanpa saya membawa anak.
I leave the family, I leave my daughter, I just leave alone and go back to my house.
Karena mertua dan suami hanya menginginkan anak saya dan mereka tidak menginginkan saya. Setiap malam seperti ada orang yang membangunkan saya, tapi itu adalah saya percaya itu adalah Tuhan Yesus. Setiap malam jam 12 saya terbangun. Mungkin sebagai seorang istri saya bisa kehilangan suami, tapi sulit untuk saya harus berjauhan dengan anak saya.
My father and mother-in-law only love my daughter, not love me. But they not allow me to bring my daughter. So when he left, she left by herself. So every night, she feels sad and lonely because no live without daughter.
Setelah itu, saya memutuskan untuk kerja ke luar negeri. Saya mengurus perceraian. Habis itu, saya putuskan untuk kerja ke Hong Kong. Dan di majikan pertama, di kontrak pertama, saya bersyukur karena majikan saya baik, saya bisa finish. Namun di majikan kedua, di kontrak yang kedua, nenek saya semakin rewel.
Okay. So, because I need money, I decided to come to Hong Kong as domestic helper. And then first contract, the family so nice, but the second contract, grandma talk too much for me.
Saya mau nge-break, tapi saya konsultasi dengan Bapak Pendeta saya dan ada dorongan dan semangat sehingga saya bisa finish sampai dua kontrak. Itu ada kemenangan saya.
I want to break the contract, but she came to me and asked for advice, and we pray for her, and finally she can finish for the second contract.
Saya masuk ke majikan kedua. Majikan sangat baik, namun sayang saya hanya bertahan setahun. Saya putus kontrak karena saya alergi dengan hewan peliharaannya.
The second employer is very nice, but I need to break the contract because I cannot take care of pet. I have allergy with cat and dog.
Saya putus kontrak dan yang ketiga ini adalah majikan saya yang terakhir, yang ketiga ini puji Tuhan baik sekali. Saya masuk di majikan ini, majikan mengajak saya berdoa dan bilang, Eli, kalau kamu ada masalah, kamu bilang sama saya biar saya bisa bantu kamu, baik dalam doa maupun dalam apa yang bisa saya bantu untuk kamu.
Now I work for the third employer. They are so nice. The beginning I start work with them, they said, Eli, we pray. If you have any problem, just come to us. What we can help you.
Jika di majikan pertama dan kedua saya, kalau majikan Loi Hang itu, saya sangat capek karena pekerjaan selalu didikte, ditulis kayak gitu. Namun di majikan ketiga ini, jika majikan Loi Hang, saya pun bisa beristirahat.
In the first and the second employer, every time they left Hong Kong for holiday, they will give you a bunch of work. So for her, holiday is more hard than weekday. But at the third employer, every time the employer go for holiday, she also get rest.
Dan jika majikan pertama dan kedua sebelum berangkat kerja dan juga berangkat libur dan pulang libur selalu bersih-bersih, itu di majikan ketiga berangkat dan pulang libur pun saya tidak pernah bersih-bersih.
Yeah, so this third employer really nice for her.
Terima kasih. Tuhan Yesus sangat baik.
Thank you, Jesus is good. So, brothers and sisters, when we see deeply about the life of domestic helper, first of all, we need to know they are aliens in Hong Kong. Yeah, they are aliens in Hong Kong. And the second, domestic helper is live-in domestic helper. That means woman under authority. Yeah. And then if we see the research, we can see that most of them work working time 14 hours a day. Start at 8 and finish at 10. 14 hours. And usually when we work for with company, one day we work for 8 hours. But helper work for 14 hours. And then domestic helper is a woman with many difficulties. One domestic helper left hometown, and then Ellie must stay alone. Who care? That's why I do research. I call a model of pastoral care. I several times come to Indonesia to share my model of pastoral care so that pastor in Indonesia can take care of domestic helper family. Yeah, many difficulties. What kind of difficulties? Finance difficulties. Yeah. The reason they come to Hong Kong, because in Indonesia, minimum wage only 1,000 a month. In Hong Kong, they can get 4,400. They hope they can get more money. But as the result, nobody take care of their family. This like make them feel go and not go. If they go, something happen. If they do not go, nobody to survive their life. And then domestic helper have culture problem. Culture problem. You know, brothers and sisters, Hong Kong, they use Cantonese. I know Mandarin. Mandarin have 4 tones, but Cantonese have 9 tones. How difficult to learn Cantonese, yeah? That's why I only know haya, haya, mkoi, mkoi, yeah? Yeah? Language is really a problem. You know, Naning, the first time she came to Hong Kong, she worked at Yuen Long. And then Yuen Long is very big, Fairview, everywhere go by bicycle. She lose her weight for 20 kg. But now she's happy with PSM going up for 20 kg. And then one day, the employer asks her to buy papaya. How do you say papaya in Cantonese? Called mo kua. And then in Hong Kong vegetable, a lot of kua kua. Mo kua, cheng kua, ku kua, lam kua, a lot of kua 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 kua. This is the first time he heard mo kua. And then she ride the bicycle. And then suddenly someone called her. And then when she arrived at market, oh my goodness, what kind of kua? She lost everything. And then she must go back. And then you know how the employer say, you know that word. I don't want to say that word. That's the problem, culture problem. Yeah. We have different. In Indonesia, if you eat chicken, we don't say chicken leg, chicken wing, or chicken breast. We just say, I ate chicken. Yeah. One day, a domestic helper get a piece of chicken wing. And then the employer say, Titia, le se kai ye. Oh, in Hong Kong, chicken wing mean kai ye. But in her mind, chicken min kaye. Yeah, because in Indonesia, we don't say chicken wing, chicken leg, chicken feet. We say chicken. Now the problem come out. The employer asks her to buy the whole chicken. And then she went to wet market and say, ngo oi mai yat ko kaye. But the employer said the whole chicken. And then the uncle said, oh yeah, you want to buy one chicken? Are you sure? Because nobody buy one chicken wing. If we buy chicken wing, we buy 10 chicken wing, yes. Or 15 chicken wing, yes. Haya, yat ko kai ye, for sure. And then the uncle gave her one chicken wing. And she said, haya. Now, she didn't know how to say. And then after that, she just say, I want to buy this one. I want to buy this one. I want to buy this one. And then the uncle say, let's chow lah. And then she need to go back. And then the employer say, where's the chicken? She didn't bring the chicken. And then the employer angry with her. This is the culture. I, by myself, the first time I came to Hong Kong, I want to eat ho fun, rice noodle. I went to one restaurant. I don't know how to say ho fun in Cantonese. I saw someone ate the same thing what I wanted. And I said, 2 plate. They said, no, just one enough. I said, 2 plate. I give you money. No, one enough. You know, what the food come out, not hoven, but chicken intestine. They just boil the water. I have do mistake. And then every time I want to order food, in the beginning, I order wrong food. That's why I use my mobile food. This food is good. This food is good. This food is good. And then every time I want to eat this one, and this one. Yeah, for you guys who are new in Hong Kong, learn from me. You will not make mistake. So this called culture. This called culture. So many problems. For example, you are Singapore people, and you move to United States, and you stay at Texas area, and you hear funny American tone. You cannot follow. Yeah, and also, for example, you come from India, and you study at Australia. They have another funny tone. Yeah, my professor come from New Zealand. Every time I heard his teaching, 50 minutes, I don't understand 60 minutes. What is that? Yeah. Had it. Because the tone is different, brothers and sisters. But easy for me to follow Singapore accent, easy for me to follow Indian accent, more easy for me to follow Hong Kong accent. Yeah. That's why sometimes I use Hong Kong accent to make it easy. That's culture problem. Yeah. Sometimes domestic helper, not because they don't know how to do, but because they don't understand what to do. And this is the problem. This is the problem. And also, brothers and sisters, domestic helper have other problem. Underage helper. One of our sister at Singapore called Sylvia Yu, she make a documentary film talk about underage. And then in that film, she interviewed me to see what my opinion about underage. That's why this kind of problem every year always come out. It's easy for people to sell the new one because new one still don't have experience. And then from the village, because of money, the agency bring them come to Hong Kong, to Singapore, to work as domestic helper. Brothers and sisters, they all person who need our care and love. Last point, how we release their pain, their burden, and their problem. First of all, we need to pray for them. The centurion come to Jesus, ask Jesus to heal the helper. Thanks God, every Thursday at morning prayer, we have put pray for SP Indonesia. But this year, friendly speaking, after our fasting, the person who come for EMP, less than 10%. You look to your neighbor and tell them, did you come? Yeah. Morning prayer, not just when we are fasting. Yeah. Morning prayer is part of our spiritual life, is part of our care. Yeah. We are happy because our name is not in the morning prayer list. Should you wait your name in the prayer list and you come? I rather choose come before my name on the morning prayer list. If your name under morning prayer list, that means you have problem, you have physical problem, you have financial problem. Yeah, we pray for them. And then at the same time, God will bless us. Yeah, friendly speaking, start fasting day till today, less than 10%. I only see morning prayer more people on Tuesday. And then after that, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, going down. And this happened this year, very bad. Yeah, we say that our church is praying church, but our church member growing and growing. But the people come to pray less and less. So, if we still keep in this condition, then I can say that our church condition like a balloon. You know balloon? Very big. But when you have a nail, just push it. Push. People just come out for celebrate, not come out with patience. Care and compassion come from love. Love comes from our relationship with God. If we have good relationship with God, then our love is grow. When our love is grow, then our care and compassion also extend. That's the reason I served domestic helper for 10 years. I never lose strength in doing this ministry. The more I do it, the more I have power. Start with relationship with God. We have ministry at Kosbebe. We have ministry at Mefu. At the same time, we start Filipino ministry, and we start at Yuen Long. We use Santi ministry place, and then there are two rooms, one for Indonesian, one for Filipino. And also, we help Singapore to start Indonesian ministry. This coming June, Cardia will go to Taiwan to do internship, and then I heard that she get ministry for Indonesian people. I tell her, please keep watching so that we can start another ministry at Taiwan. Brothers and sisters, I need your prayer. Domestic helper need your prayer. Yeah. By praying, we bless domestic helper. By praying, you bless me. By praying, we grow up our love and compassion for them, because the inner heart of Just Sunday is love. That's the first P. The second P, praise them. Yeah, say thank you to them. That's the reason today we provide small gift. Yeah, we provide small gift after finish worship. You can take it. And we prepare a box for love offering. So you just take it, you bring love offering, and then all the offering we'll use for domestic helper ministry. But if you don't have money today, you can do it next week. Yeah. Or you can send check. You can do everything. But if you really don't have money, come to me, I give you money. Yeah. Praise them. And the third P, patient with them. Yeah. Be patient. Yeah. Today many employers come to me. Can I get helper like Naning? Then I told them, just ask PSM. Do him want to give Naning to you? Just ask PSM. Yeah. Naning can be excellent helper after 10 years working. Yeah. Everybody, when they start to work, they start from beginning. They have a lot of mistake. You need to be patient. Yeah. And then the fourth P, pardon them. Whenever they make mistake, just say, it's okay, next time do better. That's the same time. When we do the mistake, we come to God, God, forgive me. I cheat someone money. I tell lies to my wife. Please forgive me. And God just say, okay, next time don't do it. If God do the same thing, if God do like this for us, we need to do the same thing. Yeah. And then the last P, protect them. Sometimes when a helper come to you, they already passed medical checkup. But we don't know. After work for 2-3 months, they have physical problem. Yeah, I know. When I send one member to Kenny house, she has physical problem after that. But praise the Lord, Kenny and Jenny really did a good thing. Send the helper go to see the doctor, and then after few month treatment, she don't have any eczema in her hand, and also for thyroid problem. Every day she take medicine. Now the helper work well. This is what I call protect them. So first pray for them, praise them, and then patient, pardon, and then protect them. If you don't know how to do these 5P, then you need to pray more before you hire domestic helper. Because when we hire domestic helper stay with us, we really want to bless them. Yeah, it's easy for us to bless them in Hong Kong. Rather, we go to Indonesia. If they have different faith with us, by doing these 5P, we hope and pray one day they can know Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this is what I want to tell you about just Sunday. May God bless this message, and then we know what to do after this. Amen.
Can I invite the worship team to come up? And just as we respond, let's let Holy Spirit speak to us. For those of us who have domestic helpers in our home, really let P. Solomon's words speak to us. And even the testimony of Ellie gives us a perspective of the people that we hire in our homes, that they have their own stories and they have their own hurts. Exactly like as P. Solomon said, we are here and we can bless them. God has placed us into their lives to minister to them. And so as we respond, as we sing, just let Holy Spirit speak to you. Let Him convict you. Let Him bring things up into your life, into your mind of how you can be a servant in this way. Also have the opportunity to come before the Lord's table today. So if I can ask our communion ushers to come forward. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. So as we partake of the communion today, let Holy Spirit speak to you. Allow him to bring things up for you. Be open to what he is saying. Reflect on your life. If he's convicting you of sin, if he's convicting you of actions and thoughts, just come before him and repent. For he is merciful, he is gracious. He is more than willing to forgive. So our communion ushers will come forward and hand out the elements. Please hold on to the elements until everyone has received them. We'll partake together. Is there anyone who has not received the elements? Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning and we look to the cross, Lord. We look upon Jesus on the cross and we are reminded of our sins, God, of all the things that we have done and all the things that we think, our thoughts, our actions, God, our perspectives, Lord. And Father, we pray, God, we repent, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Come before your table today to remind ourselves, God, of what you have done for us, that you have cleansed us, that you are purifying us, that you have justified us, God, and in you we have life. And so we thank you, God. We proclaim, Lord, who you are and what you've done by partaking in communion today. So we thank you. We love you, Father. Let's partake it together. This is the body of Christ broken for us. This is the blood of the new covenant shed for us. If you are able, please rise and we'll respond in a song. Thank you again for your sacrifice. We thank you for the life that you have given to us, the blessings that you have given to us. Lord, may we use these blessings to bless others, God. May we not waste our lives on ourselves and our own pleasures, God, but may we live for your purposes, God. And being in Hong Kong, being in the place of privilege that we are, Father, may we use this privilege to bless those, God, especially the domestic helpers that we have in our homes, God. May we bless them. May we pour out our lives, God, the life that you have given to us, may we pour into them so that they too may know your mercy, your compassion, your care, and your love. Father, help us invest into the lives of the people that we don't even know, the people that we see on the street, even the sisters that are outside on the footbridge today. Convict us, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Now receive this as your benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Shalom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On your way out, please do pick up a gift and give a love offering for the gift. If you don't have a domestic helper in your home, you can pick one up as well and give to a domestic helper that you know, or another friend of, or domestic helper of a friend. Enjoy your Sunday.